recollection of her hearing. I think maybe she had a fever when she was an infant, and that's how she lost her hearing.
Okay.
A lot of my family is deaf. My mother, my father, my stepmother, my half-sister, my half-brother, my stepsister, all of their kids.
Oh, wow.
All of my stepmother's sister is deaf, and all of her kids and grandkids are all deaf. So basically the way that it works...
That sounds like a lot of fevers.
Yeah, I mean, it was a hot month. No, it's semi-unusual. Basically, there's two kinds of circumstances that can lead to deafness. One is some birth defect or sickness that happens early in life or even late in life. And the other is a genetic, some sort of genetic situation that is coded into a family's lineage. Mm-hmm. Now, my mother and my father had the circumstantial kind of deafness, the birth defect or sickness kind of defect. And my stepmother has the genetic kind of defect. So, in fact, my stepmother and her sister are both deaf, and all of their kids and grandkids are deaf. But their brother is hearing, and all of his kids and grandkids are hearing. So this was a deafness defect that ran directly down the female line of my stepmother's family.
Okay.
And thankfully, I don't have that genetic sort of information in me. So I don't think my kids, if I have any, will be deaf.
No, but you found the most number of farting people in one family that I could really imagine. It's really incredible.
Yeah, I'm a lucky man. Plus, I was a sign language interpreter for about 15 years before I became a full-time stand-up. So I've met a lot of deaf people, and I've heard and smelled a lot of farts.
I hope your next book is called that, and it's just all about deafness. All right, let's get back to the story and your mother's love of farting.
I'm not sure if they are right and we are wrong. All I know for sure is that my mother loves to fart in public. My mother goes beyond that cultural relativist dance, though, and straight into the realm of the shockingly inappropriate. Maybe all of those farts have blown down the walls that are built up around every social agreement we have. The foremost among them is the line of appropriate sexual communication between mother and son. My mother loves masturbation. It's kind of like her thing. Well, farting and masturbating, those are her two things. In my house growing up, there was always a very prominently displayed Hitachi magic wand hanging out on the dresser without any self-consciousness or even an attempt to hide it. Should I mention that the Hitachi magic wand is the loudest vibrator available? Now, right next to it is a large purple bottle of Astroglide lube. I could never use Astroglide myself. Beyond its horrifying viscosity and ectoplasmic makeup are the terrible images called up in my imagination of my mother slathering the stuff onto her wall plug-in vibrator, whose low, deep humming kept me awake at night and infiltrated my dreams, boogeymen whose spoken language was a mix of Hitachi-esque Japanese and guttural vibratory buzzing. Let me say that again. I can't use Astroglide because of my mother.
So... you grew up then with like a crazy amount of sort of open sexuality. Not crazy, but unusual.
I would say crazy. You could say crazy.
When you had friends over, was this all still sort of discussed like this? Did everybody you know knew that if they needed to learn about stuff, they could come to your house and it would just inevitably be around?
That's a great question, because I don't think that I ever was able to bridge the gap between my mother's lack of shame and a personal lack of shame. I was pretty embarrassed by it all. The most like childish and straightforward trauma was just being embarrassed of my mom's voice, which sort of superseded the problems that were actually happening in the house. I was just embarrassed that my mom sounded funny because she was deaf. So that would be the primary warning I would give people. And I want to say most of this has nothing to do with the deafness and has a lot more to do with hippiness. So I think that there was a combination of boundaryless deafness and boundaryless hippiness that led to this kind of very open sort of attitude about sexuality. And, you know, my mother would drag my brother and I in on Tuesday nights, I remember this very vividly, and read to us from a book called Boys and Sex, which was, you know, she was a single mom raising two boys, and I guess she thought it would really give us a leg up if she sort of waterboarded us.
Yeah, with your masculinity.
Exactly. It was definitely a hyper-sexual, without being a directly inappropriate environment in my house.
Okay, let's see what happens in this very open sexual environment.
I'd say lube in general has a sort of sickly place in my mind. I do a stand-up show in Los Angeles from time to time that takes place at the Pleasure Chest. You probably...